Pastor Magruder has joined us in our studio today for a conversation about the upcoming Lenten season and its beginnings and its importance to the church. Welcome, Pastor. And I'd like to start off by asking that very question. What does Lent mean? What does Lent mean to the church?
Well, thanks, Steve. Lent, what Lent means literally, an old Anglo-Saxon word, lents, which means spring or the lengthening of the days in springtime. Of course, much of Western Christianity is influenced by the Anglo-Saxon world. So that language has been used for many, many years. The history of the season of Lent or the discipline of Lent goes well back into the earliest days of the Christian church. We have records of this in the second century, in the 100s AD, that the church set aside a 40-day period to focus on the coming crucifixion resurrection celebrations of the Christian church.
In earlier days, we used to have a fasting during Lent, and as times have progressed, we got to where we're just giving up something for Lent, and now even today that is scarcely acknowledged. What are we losing by not following through on the old traditions?
Yes, that's interesting. You're right. The fasting in the season of Lent really flowed out of the 40 days of Jesus fasting in the wilderness. If you remember, after his baptism, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days and 40 nights he fasted. So the practice of fasting was in imitation of our Lord. Of course, we are not the Lord Jesus, but there was a sense of self-sacrifice to reflect the sacrifice of Jesus. Now, why that fell out of favor, I'm not exactly sure. But yes, you're right. That idea of giving something up for Lent is a legacy of that gift. I would encourage people to do at least that in this time of Lent, again, to reflect on the perfect work of Jesus for our sake.
In the Catechism, under the second article, when we go into the death and the resurrection of Jesus, the Catechism develops first a theme of the humiliation of Christ, and then it goes into the exaltation of Christ. Now, how does a Lenten season play into that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Lent reflects the humiliation of Jesus. And what we mean by that is not that Jesus was humiliated as if he had tripped over something and was embarrassed in front of a crowd. His humiliation is everything that Jesus gave up for our sake. He humbled himself, the Bible says, to be born of a woman, to be born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law. So the season of Lent focuses on that aspect of Jesus' work, his humility, his humiliation, of course, leading all the way to the cross. And that is where the season of Lent is always focusing our attention, on the perfect cross death sacrifice of Jesus to take away the sins of the whole world.
This season is given to us as a particular time for self-examination. What is the proper way to go to undertake self-examination for this period?
Well, I think as the Catechism would remind us, the first great place to start in a process of self-examination is to examine your life in light of the Ten Commandments. Are you a child, a father, a wife, a worker, a husband? You look at the Ten Commandments and you see God's perfect demands for our life. So if we were to reflect on our need for a Savior, our need for this time of observation of Jesus' work for us, the Ten Commandments would be a great place to start to self-reflect.
We start our season with Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday, we signify, we put our ashes on our head. This goes back a long ways into Scripture. What is the significance of putting ashes upon your head? I mean, this goes back to Job even. What is the significance?
Sure. It goes actually all the way back to Genesis, where God spoke to Adam. And after Adam's rebellion and Eve's rebellion, God said, "From dust you came, to dust you shall return," showing that sin leads to death. And so when we put ashes on ourselves or ashes are imposed on us, it's simply a reminder of our mortality. Again, the need for Jesus, who by his death destroyed the power of death. So the curse that was put on Adam, the man of dust, is overcome by Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor. That's a good place to stop this. We'll bring this to a close, and I hope this discussion has been as beneficial to our listeners as it has been to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome, Steve. Thank you, and I encourage all of those who listen to this to take this time of Lent, this 40-day season, to focus their attention and renew their attention on the work of Jesus. And join us.